Inclusive communities. I feel included. The experience of inclusion is central to living a satisfying everyday life. We are working to create physical and social infrastructure that allows every Victorian access to opportunities and experiences wherever they live and whatever their personal circumstances. The key priorities directly address the need for attitudinal change, good universal design, accessible public transport, and inclusion in schools. We have made progress to support the full inclusion of people with disability on their terms. Public transport. The Public Transport Access Committee, which has 11 members from the disability sector and an independent chair, was re-established in 2016 to 2017 to provide the Minister for Public Transport with independent strategic advice on public transport accessibility issues. Following a successful 12-month initial period, the Minister extended the committee members' terms to the end of July 2019. The committee's achievements in 2016 to 2017 include representing the accessibility community in the Victorian Government's Major Transport Infrastructure Program. This includes working with Transport for Victoria, Public Transport Victoria, the Level Crossing Removal Authority, and the Melbourne Metro Rail Authority. Input into design policies and technical requirements for transport infrastructure and planning. Engagement on rideshare reforms and other point-to-point transport services. Working with Public Transport Victoria and operators to improve authorised officers' capacity to recognise and understand passengers with specific individual needs. Supporting the government's commitment to building more changing places facilities across Victoria. Public Transport Victoria changed bus stop design specifications to meet or exceed standards in the Disability Discrimination Act 1992. During the year, 700 new and upgraded accessible bus stops were delivered. Consultation was completed to identify the best locations to install new changing places facilities, and construction of a facility at Frankston train station began. As part of the Melbourne Tunnel project, four changing places facilities have been confirmed at three new stations: Parkville, CBD North, and Domain. A quote from a mother of a child with disability. My son is 14 years old and has severe cerebral palsy. He loves to visit Eastland Shopping Centre and Ringwood Lake, where he knows that his personal needs will be met. Prior to changing places being installed, we had to resort to going home or attempt to change my son in the car, which is extremely difficult. Changing places has changed not only my son's life, but also all of the family. With every changing places toilet built, our options increase along with my son's confidence. He can now see a future that includes employment and independent living. A quote from Liz Ellis. Having changing places within Melbourne and Olympic Parks means I don't have to leave the precinct and can spend less time walking to a toilet, and it will reduce the amount of tennis I miss. I also visit regularly for concerts, and if I need the toilet, it is there when needed, and I can remain comfortable whilst out in the community. It shouldn't be a privilege to go to the toilet. It is a right. We need changing places to go places. End quotes. Inclusive schools. The Victorian Government's Inclusive Schools Fund is a $20 million fund established for government schools to implement innovative projects that will increase participation and improve learning outcomes for students with disability. The fund provides up to $200,000 per project. Since 2015 to 2016, 88 projects have been funded through three rounds. Chelsea Heights Primary School was funded for two separate projects totalling $400,000 through Rounds 1 and 2 of the Inclusive Schools Fund. In Round 1, the school was allocated $200,000 to redevelop an existing multi-purpose building that will provide a designated indoor-outdoor learning space with a focus on sensory stimulation, new high-visibility office spaces, a multi-purpose learning area to support social and emotional well-being. The school was allocated an additional $200,000 in round two of the fund to build an indoor-outdoor learning environment, accessible toilets, and outdoor sensory garden. A quote from Jala Pulford. This funding is about transforming hundreds of young lives over the next 4 years by giving schools the opportunity to realise their vision for a truly inclusive school. Inclusive education is all about giving students with disabilities the same chances as other students who do not face the additional challenges of a disability. Jala Pulford, State Member for Western Victoria, on the Maryborough Education Centre receiving $200,000 in round two of the Inclusive Schools Fund to create an inclusive, environmentally sustainable sensory play and learning space. A quote from Jane Satchwell, Chelsea Heights Primary School Principal. We have been working with integration and teaching staff, as well as parents, to address the needs of students who find it difficult to remain on task during explicit teaching and independent learning tasks. Thanks to the Inclusive Schools Fund, we are able to provide a designated space that can be used as an intervention strategy for students who are disengaged or who require a space where they can self-regulate with the support of an adult. End quote. Picture caption. The new Armstrong Creek School is an exciting social infrastructure hub. The Inclusive School provides new facilities, combining primary, Peter 6, and special, Peter 12, school elements under one governance model. End caption. Building requirements. The Building Quality Standards Handbook, used by architects and builders for all government school building projects, was updated to ensure high-quality and consistent school facilities across Victoria that reflect our commitment to removing barriers to participation and promoting inclusion. All principal consultants engaged for new school or upgrade projects must consider the handbook's universal design principles. The Better Apartments Design Standards were introduced to improve the livability of apartments for older people or people with disability. These require that at least half of new apartment dwellings have bathrooms, door openings, and passageways that are accessible to people with limited mobility, including older people and people living with disability. We advocated strengthening the National Construction Code for all new private dwellings. In April 2017, the Building Ministers Forum agreed to consider this minimum accessibility standard. Community infrastructure. Metropolitan Partnerships was launched in June 2017 as a new and coordinated way for communities to advise government on what matters in their region. This includes incorporating the views of people living with disability, with a focus on social inclusion. The City of Wodonga partnered with Deakin University to facilitate a series of community forums during the development of the Council's Disability Action Plan. The forums acknowledged the complex and dynamic nature of issues around access, participation, and inclusion in community life. Specialised software mapped the local systems that identify these issues for people living with disability in Wodonga, which were included in the plan. A quote from Martin Butcher, Executive Officer, Wodonga City Council. The workshops assisted us to do systemic advocacy on a local level, as we worked collaboratively on issues like accessible and affordable housing, transport, and inclusive community. End quote. Refugees. We worked with the AIMS Australia Disability Action Group to establish strong working relationships with health, disability, settlement, government, and community stakeholders to address the immediate on-arrival needs of refugees with disability. The Victorian Government funded the Victorian Refugee Health Network to conduct a service needs assessment for people from refugee backgrounds with disability in the Northern Metropolitan Region. Recommendations were linked with other government strategies and program areas. Veterans. We are working with ex-service organisations, councils and community groups to provide information about disability access during events and when war memorials are being restored in communities. Information is provided to successful grant recipients to help them comply with best practice approaches for disability access. NDIS and diversity. We have committed resources to the National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, until the full transition on the 1st of July 2019. We have a joint agreement with the National Disability Insurance Agency, NDIA, and the Commonwealth Government to ensure a smooth transition for clients and to help service providers prepare. Victorian Sector Development Fund initiatives were introduced to build capacity in rural and regional communities and among culturally and linguistically diverse and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. The Wimmera South West NDIS Participant Readiness Project helped local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to understand the NDIS and to support registration and participation. Birigubba Urangan woman and Deaf Indigenous Community Consultant Jodie Barney led the project. Jodie has more than 25 years of professional training and skills in working with these communities.